In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne. I am hungry, and that's why we're going to talk to Matthew Bradley of Connecticut Events, also one of the big heads over the Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. There's things going on all over the state, and we're going to get into that this morning. Matthew, what do we got coming up this year?
Just seems that every year it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and people, you know, it's truly like a thing now, like the fair season in the fall, you know. People are now saying, oh, it's food truck season, you know, spring and early summer. So we're excited about that, and, you know, we're excited to provide a lot of free admission events that, you know, cater to anybody and everybody who wants to come. So
I think that's like you just pointed out, there's 99.9% of these events are free. Yeah, you got to buy the food, but you got to eat anyway. So, but you're not charging, you know, parking and admission and tickets and all these crazy other things to get in. It's just to go, and they're family oriented. Like, it's somewhere to bring the kids. It's bring the whole family. Some of them have dogs allowed because they're in parks. You guys have expanded. We got on that a little bit last year of like the expansion. You guys are doing events now in places you didn't think you'd be doing events in the past, and now you're doing events there.
It's so true. I mean, we're excited about new venues this year, the Wolcott Fairgrounds, the Berlin Fairgrounds. We've added a couple more malls to accommodate, you know, the growth of these events for parking and whatnot. So it's just very exciting to see. And I guess my favorite part about it is just seeing the small businesses here in Connecticut grow with the events. That's the thing for me that really makes me the most happy. So.
And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of, you know, as you can attest to, a lot of these, you know, families, these run trucks or husband, wife, some of the kids get involved, but a lot of these companies are more than one truck, shall we say. So like, this is their time to shine. You know, it's time to put the griddle on and get going. Cause a lot of you guys have more than one truck.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing. You know, sitting back, you know, a decade ago, you know, because there's a bunch of us that are still there. You know, we all started under tents, and now to see the guys with one, you know, two, three, four, five food trailers or food trucks, it's just, it's again, just great to see that expansion and growth.
Now, coming up, it's the last weekend of April. I guess, is that like the kickoff, the Connecticut Water Glow Festival? Like, is this your kickoff event, shall we say?
For us, yeah, there's going to be 12 food trucks there, but we basically picked the largest ones here in the state of Connecticut to join us, along with about 75 local small businesses, crafters and merchants and such that will be at the event. But it's a very unique event where every guest who attends would receive what we call a wishing sphere, which is you customize this globe, which also changes colors. You'll customize it with your dreams, your wishes, and then You release it onto our wishing pond at the Wolcott Fairgrounds in the evening, and it's just an incredible reflection of light and such while you're enjoying some food at the food trucks and doing some shopping. It's such a unique event that everyone should check out. You can get more information on that event at ctwaterglowfestival.com.
And if you want, and any of the other events we're going to talk about today, you know, one of the best places to follow, if you don't follow them, bookmark it, like it, love it, and live it, the Connecticut Food Truck Festivals on Facebook. Join that group. It'll give you something to do for the next few months of the year.
No, it really is. You know, the Connecticut Food Truck Festival's page, you know, we have, gosh, I'm closing in on 50,000 followers, which is awesome. But then the other one on Facebook that we're a part of is Things to Do in Connecticut. There's actually two pages, one with over 100,000 followers, and then another one with around 60,000 followers. And those are constantly updated daily with not only our events, but, you know, events and things that are going on around the state. And, you know, I encourage everybody to check out those sites, Things to Do in Connecticut.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, that's the purpose of the show, is let people know there is so many things going on in Connecticut. And we touched on, you know, one of you that I'll call it a signature event to start the season, the Water Glow Festival up at the Wolcott Fairgrounds, April 26th and 27th. And we're gonna lead up to another one. We're kind of jump around, but one that's been a big staple, the Bacon Festival.
Connecticut Bacon Festival. We're excited for it to be back down in Boswell this year, right off Route 2. Going down towards the casinos. It's 2 days of a lot of different bacon and more bacon and even more bacon. And it's not just the food that's bacon, but there's a lot of crafters that are doing very original bacon ideas and concepts, whether it be on tumblers or mugs. So it's just a cool little concept. It's a free admission event, Maple Farms Park there in Basra. That one's June 15th and 16th from 10 to 7 and 10 to 6.
And that's the thing. I mean, people try to ask me these questions like, you know, well, is it one food truck thing? It's just the same food trucks at a different thing. Yes and no. Because me and my wife and the kids have done a bunch of these. And it might be the same truck, but everyone's bringing something different and themed to that event. Like, I know the Bacon Festival. Last year we did the Barbecue Festival over in Middlefield. Everyone's there, but everyone's got a little bit something different. Like, in the off season, what is going through the brain process of you and some of the other owners of these trucks and tents?
It's such a great question, you know, because I think a lot of people just think, well, when the season's over, the food trucks stop. And, you know, that's the funniest thing. It's so far from the truth. We actually joke, like, the hard part about the job is the off season, trying to think of new ideas and concepts to bring to the public that we are hoping that they would like and enjoy. So, you know, there's a lot of experimental things going on in the kitchens and such. And, you know, every year it seems that every truck brings out at least one new concept that, you know, for the public to enjoy. So although, you know, yes, at some of these events you will see the same trucks, or, for example, like the Bacon Festival, every truck that goes to the Bacon Festival that normally doesn't even have bacon, they'll introduce bacon into that event. And they've been working all winter, you know, fine tuning those concepts and those food ideas.
And that's what I find that I enjoy cooking. I enjoy the experimenting and coming up with different ideas. So I think it is true, like you said, the busy season for you guys is the work season, but the hard part is the off season, trying to keep it fresh, trying to keep it new, trying to keep people coming back. And the ultimate experience that I think you guys are bringing this season, besides all the other festivals, and we were talking a little bit before we got going, the ultimate pickle experience. Like, how did that get, like, who was drinking what around a campfire? And it's like, hear me out, guys, hear me out. We need to do a festival on pickles.
You know, my partner, actually, Jill, for years was like, we have to do a pickle festival. We have to do a pickle festival. So this past off season, I finally caved and I said, oh, fine, we'll do a pickle festival. And man, has it turned into it's turned into a big deal. You know, as I mentioned earlier with you before we got on, people flying in from all over the country. The event's taking place at the Berlin Fairgrounds, July 13th and 14th. We're going to have over 300 different types of pickle options for people to choose from. That doesn't include, you know, the vendors and crafters that will be designing different pickle things. It gets pretty intense with pickle eating competitions and pickle juice competitions. And we have competitions for, you know, the public to get involved with, where they'll submit their own canned pickles and such, which a lot of people are excited about. Bands all weekend long. It's just, and the best part is there is an admission cost. However, you get unlimited pickle samples no matter what package you decide to purchase. So you'll get to eat free pickles, you know, all day at the event and try a bunch of different ones. So.
That's cool. Awesome. I mean, we're going to totally throw the whole pun in there, but I mean, this event's kind of a big deal for you guys.
It's a big deal. And, we're excited. I don't know who's more excited, whether it's us or the folks that are attending, but, you can get more information on that event at ctpicklefestival.com. And right now we're actually running a promo, where if you use code SAVE50, you could save 50% off tickets, which is an awesome deal for everyone.
Yeah. And like I say, I mean, you think of it as like, you know, the heading to the brewery experience, you can get a flight of pickles and just pay the one admission. I'm digging that. Like,
you know, it's so cool too, because we have pickle vendors actually coming from all around, as far north as Vermont, as far south as Delaware, all the way out in western Pennsylvania. So there's a ton of different pickle vendors that are going to be, so you'll get to be, if you're a pickle lover, this literally, it's the biggest pickle festival. It's going to be the biggest pickle festival in the Northeast, especially in New England. So we encourage everyone to at least check out the website. And if you know anybody who likes pickles, you got to try it out.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of buzz around the radio station of all of us getting there, doing something at the Pickle Festival. Again, joining me this morning is Matthew Bradley, Connecticut Events. So, Matthew, you know, there's a lot going on. The season's just getting underway. Give me all the websites. You know, where can people head to get some more information on all these events we've been talking about?
Yeah, so you can check out actually ctspecialtyevents.com. We'll have a list of all of our events that are going on. Again, the best site, though, honestly, to go and get a ton of information is our Facebook page, Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. All the events are listed. The majority of events are listed on there. They got a ton of information from you guys, for everyone to learn more about the events. So,
well, Matthew, I appreciate it. I'm going to go get my stretchy pants and just prepare for the season.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity today to tell everyone about what's going on in Connecticut.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, food trucks and the festivals and the whole food scene in the state has gone bananas, and I'm loving it. It's things like this, whether it's, you know, the Water Glow Festival up in Woolkit, the Pickle Festival, the other food truck festivals, they're all over the place. The Bacon Festival, there'll be things popping up throughout the year. Make sure you follow all the Facebook pages and websites. Matthew, thank you for joining me and highlighting all of these things across right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.